Hi, my name is Martha. I'm a graduate from North Carolina, and I'm so glad to be able to talk with you today. I'm going to read to you the foreword and the introduction to Stella Benson's The Healing Musician. The current movement in alternative therapeutics has put music firmly at the forefront of effective healing modalities. Therapeutic music, when appropriately applied, is non-invasive, safe, and pleasant. Very few drugs and procedures can boast these benefits. Stella Benson's pioneering work in this field is an important contribution to its continued growth. Since music includes such an enormous variety of sounds and styles, and since medicine encompasses so many disciplines, confusion can set in. Stella's writings clarify, giving detail and definition to a complex subject. Researchers will gain insight into styles of therapeutic music and better understand patients for whom it can be used. Training and knowledge are of prime importance for those wishing to be of service as therapeutic musicians. One can be a musician without clinical training or a medical professional without musical training. Without knowledge of therapeutic musical applications, even professionals in these areas can neutralize beneficial effects within a clinical environment. In contrast, reported effects from responsibly applied therapeutic music by certified practitioners overwhelmingly show positive results that often go far beyond expectations. Stella Benson has spent several years in training, private study, internship, and practice of her art, throwing her whole being into it. Pursuing fact and experience to such a degree has made her an authority among her peers. Her passion for her work is an example we may confidently emulate. This foreword was written by Lori Riley. She's a certified music practitioner, the co-founder of Music for Healing and Transition Program, and she's also the author of the book Body, Mind, and Music. At the beginning of the introduction, there is a quote by Rosamund Shutter Dyson, the author of The Psychology of Music Ability. To be human is to be capable of music, just as to be human is to be capable of speech. It was the frequent questioning from attendees in my workshops that convinced me that I should write an easy-to-follow guide to help people get started playing live healing music at the bedside. It is my belief that someday the healthcare arena will support the staffing of bedside musicians to help the relief of pain, to promote physical healing, and to comfort the ailing. In this guide, all efforts have been made to protect the confidentiality of clients by changing names and places where needed. It is a puzzle to me that such an obvious natural way of healing and comfort as music has fallen through the cracks of our sophisticated and high-tech medical world. Perhaps it is because unless one is a musician, it's hard to take the music seriously. Perhaps it's because music is abundant, yet exposure to music is limited to the entertainment world. We hear music everywhere we go, from supermarkets to elevators to airplanes, but rarely do we hear live music. Up until the 20th century, music was considered a worthy, applicable science. as essential to scholars as geometry and languages. But today, music is no longer a core course taught to our children in school. Instead, it is seen as optional or even frivolous. Culturally, Americans seem to be losing sight of the fact that music can be adventurous and advantageous in the development as well as in the human maintenance of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Ancient great thinkers such as Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates believed that certain musical tones were powerful forces that could alter the character of those who experienced it. Accordingly, music was thought to have both good and bad effects. As for which style of music was beneficial and which was harmful, though, none could agree. The controversy continued to the point that Plato considered certain forms of music which aroused sorrow or were associated with laziness, sloth, and drinking should be banished from the ideal state. According to Plato, there were only two types of music that should be allowed. One was for boosting the morale of men, and the other for times of peace, since it was thought that certain music brought balance to the state. It is interesting that even back then, there were differences of opinion as to the effect music had on the individual and on communities. Today, there is no reason not to use music at the bedside of the ailing. Some institutions already have stereos in patients' rooms for static music. Chapter 1 will explain the concept of static music. Research has scientifically proven that music can help alleviate the classic symptoms of human suffering. Live music at the bedside is the ultimate in therapeutic music because the musician can react immediately to the needs of the suffering. It is not intrusive. It helps the birthing mother for assistance in the periods before, during, and after birth. Each period requires different styles of music to receive the most therapeutic value, not to mention the welcoming auditory reception the infant will receive upon birth and exposure to the new world. Any confident musician with the appropriate musical instrument and skill can come to the bedside of the ailing to entertain, allowing for a temporary distraction of an unpleasant situation. It is the trained musician in this healing art that will more freely understand the implications of what he or she is doing and why. This intimate level of knowledge of the musical effects enables their use in medical and other therapeutic applications. This statement was said by Dale B. Taylor, who has a PhD, in his book that was titled Biomedical Foundations of Music as Therapy. This guide works for those playing therapeutic music in many settings. It gives basic tools that can be effective not only in medical environments, such as hospices, hospitals, and nursing homes, but private settings as well. For instance, a woman with severe arthritis can experience a reprieve of joint pain by listening to soothing, live healing music in her own living room. A boy with a broken arm can be distracted and calmed to sleep or cheered up while he is in his own home. The gift of live music can be given just about anywhere. This guide illustrates the details of when and where one applies healing music at the bedside. The art of therapeutic music at the bedside is not a performance, but a service. a service where the focus is on the patient, not the musician. Beginning therapeutic musicians will likely gain in becoming compassionate and understanding healing artists. The arena for live music at the bedside is wide open to musicians from beginners to professionals. The classically trained music lover, as well as one of the aural traditions, can now enter into another dimension of music. A new healing artist will gain a level of comfort in knowing that music can and does make a difference. Not only the patient, but also caregivers and families and friends will be comforted. Their pain and their concern can be lightened, giving a temporary reprieve in a dark time. The healing musician can ultimately walk from each situation feeling that everyone involved benefited somehow. Something inside the musician will change as well. Music is the ethereal connection between this world and the other. There is an ancient East Indian principle that says, it is the responsibility of the musician to create heaven on earth and to create balance, peace, and harmony in the environment. I suggest that as we adopt this principle, we may go out into the world seeking to comfort and nourish the ailing of our society, wherever they may be. The following page is a diagram showing is from Barbara Crowe, who was music therapy director at Arizona State University. And I think in this diagram, she's trying to show an idea on how sound and music is good for you, whether it is recreational music or therapeutic or sound healing, that it all comes together and it's good for you, even in community drum circles or in worship, the study of music phonology, or music-based activity therapy. It's all good for us, whether it's for recreation or therapy. It was such a pleasure to read with you this morning.